Good morning, and welcome to Mincer's third quarter 2018 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Mincer's third quarter 2018 earnings call. Today, from Mincer, we are pleased to have the senior management team who will discuss the company's third quarter 2018 consolidated results after the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3691, and we will immediately send you a copy. Please note that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you are a member of the media, please contact the company directly after the call. Also, please be advised that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. For a complete note on forward-looking statements, please refer to the last page of the earnings release. Joining us from Mincer, we have Mr. Juan Luis Gruber, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Diego Molina, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you for your attention. At this time, Mr. Juan Luis Gruber will initiate his presentation. Mr. Gruber, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you again for joining us today to review our Q3 2018 results and for your continued interest in Mincer. Before jumping into the third quarter 2018 results, let me take you through some of our major achievements and highlights for the current year, beginning with safety, where we have had no fatalities throughout the year and only a total of 5 lost time injuries reported in 2018. Nevertheless, during the quarter, our San Rafael mine reported a lost time injury. Unfortunately, this was the first LTI over a record of 9 million man hours worked. All our other operations were accident-free during the quarter. Safety remains our key priority, and we keep reinforcing our safety management systems and safety culture throughout all our operations to ensure we keep delivering to world-class safety standards. Another highlight for the year is the performance of our Brazilian business. The operational and financial performance of Taboca has improved significantly. Through 2018, Taboca has delivered greater results than originally expected, reaching a record of $14 million of EBITDA in the first 9 months of the year, which is $31 million higher than the 2017 full-year EBITDA. It is important to point out that this achievement was not only as a result of stronger prices and the devaluation of the real. It is mainly attributable to the results of the operational improvements led by our new management team, which have allowed us to stabilize the operations and increase the production and sales of our niobium and tantalum ferroalloys, as well as the tin production at Pitinga. This is allowing us to consolidate the turnaround of Taboca. Another important achievement so far this year has been our capacity to replenish our tin resources with important new geological findings. During the quarter, we continued to increase our resources at San Rafael and identified 369,432 tons of ore with 6,975 tons of tin metal content. This in line with our plan of at least replenishing the 2018 resources consumption. Also, during the last call, we announced some preliminary results on our new exploration discovery at San Rafael called San Germán, and on some further additional findings at Nazareth. At San Germán, drilling continued during the quarter with important concentration of tin in several intercepts. Our expectation is to complete the modeling of the inferred resources discovered in this new ore body in Q1 2019, with at least an additional 20,000 tons of contained tin in this first phase of the exploration program, which shall continue into 2019. This, of course, allows us to extend the San Rafael life of mine even further. Also, I'm glad to report that at Nazareth, the new resource estimation was completed, resulting in 9.9 million tons of ore with a 1.9% tin grade, which accounts for around an 8-year life extension of our San Rafael mine. Following this geological estimation, we have now started the technical studies to determine the best way to access and mine this ore body in the future. The prospect for our tin business in the San Rafael district is second to none in the world. Moving now on to the third quarter results, it is worth highlighting that during the third quarter, the metal prices decreased when compared to the price levels seen during the first semester of the year, impacting our financial results. Price volatility was also much higher during the quarter, with tin prices fluctuating between $18,675 and $20,125 per ton. Gold prices also showed some volatility due to the internal context and to the strengthening of the dollar, ranging from a low of around $1,174 per ounce to a high of $1,258 per ounce. Given the higher uncertainty in the market, the company has strengthened its focus on cost control and operational efficiencies to remain resilient to these conditions and to mitigate price impacts as much as possible. Our objective is to consolidate all our operations to deliver production in the lower cost quartile of the cost curve. In the third quarter, we reported mixed operating results. Gold and ferroalloy production were higher, +6 and +30% respectively when compared to the previous year, while tin production reached 6,515 tons, which is a 2% decrease compared to the same period of the previous year. It's important to highlight that niobium and tantalum alloys production reached 1,062 tons, a noteworthy increase compared to the same quarter on the previous year. Production results year to date are above the original forecast for the year, and it therefore allows us to increase our full year 2018 production guidance to between 24 to 25,000 tons of tin, 95 to 105,000 ounces of gold, and 3,500 to 4,000 tons of ferroalloys by the end of 2018. Moving now on to individual operating results, I would like to begin with San Rafael, where production for the quarter reached 4,877 tons of tin containing concentrates, which is 1% above or higher than the third quarter of 2017. This increase was mainly due to the higher ore grade fed into the San Rafael concentration plant and to an improvement on recoveries, as well as to the higher than expected results of our ore sorting concentration plant. In terms of refined tin production, the Pisco smelter produced 4,801 tons. That's a 4% decrease compared to the same quarter of the previous year. And this was mainly due to the lower volume of concentrates fed into the smelter plant when compared to the same quarter of the previous year, given the fact that in 2017, we worked very hard on a campaign to reduce the stock of tin concentrates at the smelting plant. What that implies is that the base is not comparable. These results put us in a comfortable position to reach the upper end of the annual guidance of 18,000 to 18,500 tons of refined tin for 2018. Cash cost at San Rafael closed 17% lower than the same quarter on the previous year, registering a record low cost of $58 per ton treated during the quarter, mainly due to the higher volume of ore treated, partially offset by a slightly higher production cost. Nevertheless, cash cost per refined ton of tin during the quarter closed at $8,609 per ton, which is an increase of 5% compared to the third quarter of 2017, mainly due to the higher production cost in Pisco as a result of the lower concentrate grade fed into the smelter. I have to mention that this is in line with our operational strategy to maximize recoveries at the Santa Fe mine and therefore increase our tin metal production. On purpose and as planned, we have been increasing recoveries at the mine, lowering the concentrate grade, and that has impacted the overall cost of production at Pisco, but in the bottom line, it maximizes our production of tin metal. In terms of our B2 project, I'm very happy to report that we are already under full construction with a total progress of 52% in the project, which is ahead of 44% at the plant at this stage. Total capital estimate remains in the 210 to 220 million range, which is in line with the definitive estimate budget. Moving now on to Taboca, the Pirapora smelter reached a production of 1,714 tons of refined tin during the quarter, which is a 5% increase compared to the third quarter of 2017. This was mainly due to the higher volume of concentrated sinter fed to the smelter and to the higher recoveries. Production reported in Q3 2018 is in line with the annual production guidance of between 6,000 to 7,000 tons of tin for the year at Taboca. The highlight is that the production of ferro-niobium and ferro-tantalum alloys increased very significantly, reaching 1,062 tons during the quarter, which is 30% higher than in the third quarter of 2017. This strong increase resulted from higher mine grades of niobium and tantalum and an improvement in recoveries at the flotation and smelting plants. Similarly, in the first 9 months, production of ferroalloys reached 2,942 tons, which is an increase of 46% compared to the first 9 months of 2017. Therefore, year to date, we have increased 46% of production of ferroalloys at Taboca. These production results year to date allow us to increase the annual production guidance to 3,500 or between 3,500 and 4,000 tons for the full year. In terms of costs, cash costs for the quarter closed at $18.7 per ton treated, a decrease of 5% compared to Q3 2017. Even though the volume treated was even though the volume treated was 6% lower and the production costs in Brazilian reales was 11% higher, the depreciation of the Brazilian real of 25% versus the US dollar offset this negative impact. Despite these increasing costs, however, we have been working on savings opportunities and expect to achieve our annual guidance of between $19 to $21 per ton treated of cash cost at the mine. The high note on a cost basis for Taboca is that on a byproduct credit basis, Taboca's cash cost for the quarter closed at $5,786 per equivalent ton of tin, which is 48% lower than the figure reported in the same quarter last year, almost half the cost of the previous year. The lower byproduct cash cost reached during the period was due to the higher ferroalloy production and higher sales prices, allowing us to position Taboca as a first quartile producer on a tin equivalent basis. As a result of this significant operational improvement, and as mentioned earlier on this call, the company generated an EBITDA of $40 million year to date accumulated during the first 9 months. Moving now on to Cucamarca, during the third quarter of 2018, production reached 24,405 ounces of gold, which is 6% above the same quarter last year. This increase is explained by the higher ore grade placed in the leaching pad and allows us basically to confirm that our new guidance of 95,000 to 105,000 ounces of gold will be met. In terms of cost at Pucamarca, our cash cost closed at $4.5 per ton treated in the quarter, compared to 4.9 in the same period of 2017. This reduction was mainly due to lower production costs associated with lower studies and optimization expenses compared to the previous year. Our annual guidance cost of Pucamarca remains in the $4.5 to $5 per ton treated range. It is worth mentioning as well that our cash cost per ounce at Pucamarca closed at $357 per ounce, and that the all-in cost closed at $852 per ounce, consolidating Pucamarca as one of the lowest cost gold mines in the world. Having discussed the third quarter results and highlights of all of our operations, I would like to comment on a few recent milestones achieved at our most important growth project, our Mina Justa project. In August 22nd, Mina Justa performed its first blast, and during the September board meeting, the board of directors gave approval to commit the full funds to develop the project. We are now at full execution of the project, and the project is performing as planned. The definitive estimate was in line pretty much with all the preliminary figures that we have reported, and construction should be finished by the end of 2020 with an estimated total construction capex of $1.6 billion. As of today, some important heavy equipment has arrived to the mine. The pre-stripping of the mine has started, and all the camp and all the early works have been almost finished. We remain very optimistic of the project and very focused on delivering this transformational project for our company. With this, I conclude my presentation, and now let me turn the call over to Diego Molina, our Chief Financial Officer, for his discussion on the financial results for the quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Juan Luis, and good morning to everyone. As Juan Luis mentioned, the financial market and international environment volatility has been reflected in commodity prices. The Brazilian real continues to experience high fluctuations due to the political environment and, of course, out of the outcome of the presidential election. This volatility has impacted costs at Taboca as well as to our overall P&L. In this context, net revenues for the third quarter reached $164.7 million, a decrease of 7% compared to the third quarter last year. This decrease was mainly explained by a lower steam sales volume derived from a temporary increase in the safety stock level, as well to lower average sales price for tin and gold, which decreased 6% and 5% respectively compared to the same quarter last year. Gross profit during the third quarter was $67.3 million, which is a 7% decrease compared to the same quarter from the previous year. Nevertheless, gross margin remained stable at 41%. This decrease is mainly due to a lower average sales price for tin and gold, which has been offset by Taboca's enhanced operating and financial performance. During the third quarter, exploration and project expenses totaled $9.4 million, an increase of $0.3 million compared to the same period of 2017 as a result of our active exploration efforts at San Rafael and Pucamarca surrounding areas. EBITDA reached $76 million during the quarter, a decrease of 18% of $17.1 million compared to the same period of the previous year. This has been mainly explained due to the extraordinary expenses registered in 2017 related to the sale of RE/MAX shares and lower net revenue. The EBITDA margin for the third quarter reached 40%, which is 9% below than the one obtained in third quarter 2017. In terms of net income, Minsur registered 81.2 million, an increase of 20.5 million compared to the third quarter 2017. This was mainly due to a tax refund which was overpaid in 2002 and we have received in this quarter of a net effect of 70.9 million total. This was partially offset compared to the previous year's quarter by lower results from subsidiaries and associates and exchange rate loss and the non-recurring gain related to the sale of RE/MAX shares we had last year. In terms of capital expenditure, the company invested 79.5 million during the quarter, an increase of 115% compared to the same quarter last year. This was mainly allocated towards increasing capacity of the D3 tailing dam, the execution phase of our B2 project at San Rafael, and of course, our Mina Justa project in its execution phase. In Pucamarca, key sustainable capital investments are still being implemented, mainly related to the expansion of the leaching pad. In terms of liquidity, Minsur concluded the third quarter with 591.3 million of cash, an 11% increase compared to December 2017. Total financial debt as of September 30th reached 592.4 million, in line with the total debt reported at the end of last year. Net leverage ratio reached 0.0 times as of September 30th, 2018, compared to a 0.3 times at the end of 2017. In summary, Minsur continues to be committed to further enhancing operational and financial performance to maintain strong operating margins during this growth stage. Thank you so much for your attention, and with that, I conclude my presentation, and we are ready for your questions. Operator, please proceed to a Q&A session.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star, then one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, it is star, then one to ask a question, and we will first go to Juan Pablo Bassett with Credit Corp Capital. Your line is open.
Morning. I was wondering, after we saw the $54 million allocated on CapEx for the Mina Justa development project, if we could have any more details on how the CapEx for the project will be allocated on the following years?
Can you please repeat the question?
The CapEx allocation for the Mina Justa project development over the following years.
Yeah, well, as I said before, the total capital for the project is $1.6 billion. We secured, as was reported on the previous call, a $900 million project financing arrangement. So basically, the total funding needs going forward for the project are around $700 million, out of which our partner will contribute 40%, and we will contribute around 60%, which is circa to $420 million, excuse me, between now and the end of 2020. The biggest chunk of that, around 65% of that, will be contributed from Minsur in 2019 and the difference in 2020.
Okay. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, it is star then one to ask a question today. We'll pause briefly for any additional questions to queue. Again, that is star
Sorry, just
then
to,
one.
To further complement that, to fund in 2019, Mina Justa from our own cash, it will be around $230 million in 2019, and the difference will be in 2020.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star, then one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Again, that is star, then one, and we will pause briefly. And we can take our next question from Jean-Pierre Fournier with AFP Integra. Your line is open.
Thank you very much for the call and for your answers. I would like to ask about what is the expected level of debt in after you finish the projects that you have in the pipeline. I mean, when Minas Justa is finished, what would be the amount of debt that you think that you would have and the ratio the debt ratio levels. And assuming that current levels of commodity prices remain stable in the coming years.
What we will have by the end of 2021, by the end of 2020, once the project has been finished, the Mina Justa project has been finished, at a consolidated level, total debt would be $1.4 billion. That's on a 100% basis, right? On an attributable basis, of course, we will only have, or we only carry 60% of the $900 million of Mina Justa, which will be $540 million, plus the $450 million of the bond that we have outstanding, plus another 100 that we have on shorter lines of credit. That will account for around $1.1 billion attributable to Minsur. It's important to know that at that time, once Mina Justa is in production, that will be less than 1.5 times EBITDA. So we will be well below our investment grade target of two times debt to EBITDA.
All right. Thank you for your answer.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star then one to ask a question. We'll pause to allow questions to queue. At this time, there are no additional questions. I'd like to turn the program back over to Mr. Krueger for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much for your participation in today's conference call and for your continued interest in our company. As always, if you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to contact me or directly our Chief Financial Officer, Diego Molina. And we look forward to our next call early on the next year with our 2018 year-end results by then. Thank you very much again. Bye-bye.